Wall Street is not what York Roberts keeps an eye on. You won't catch him monitoring the business cable channels for the latest ups and downs in the stock market. Nope, Roberts is more likely to be watching the E! Entertainment Channel for what's hot on the red carpet.
We watch the Golden Globes. We watch all the what's going on in Hollywood and what's going on in the fashion industry and what you see on TV. And right now, you see a lot of lace.
The plant manager at Lieber's Lace, Roberts is a fourth-generation lace worker.
I worked for my grandfather, my father, and learned my trade through them. And I love it.
Lieber's Lace is unique because it looks handmade. The machines make it that way. Invented in England more than 100 years ago, Lieber's looms and patterns are still at work here in West Greenwich. And it all starts in a quiet room where the bobbins are wound. Dozens of white threads stretch from racks of yarn halfway across the room into a comb on a table where a pair of patient hands winds the strands onto bobbins.
Very patient, very patient. I've grown a lot of patience. If you're not patient in this business is not for you. You know, when you're dealing with machines that are over 100 years old, there's always going to be something going to happen, something's going to break, or you just have to have patience. Otherwise, they'll get the better of you.
From there, it's on to the Lieber's looms. Roberts guesses that his hulking black machines were built anywhere from 1895 to 1925. Lieber's looms were the first lace machines to take over from handmade. So what once took months or a year by hand now takes about an hour.
It's threaded up with over 16,000 individual threads. And the yarn is on spools underneath the machine. And then when they get up to where the bobbin and carriage is, and that's where the jacquard takes over and twists it into the pattern form.
That jacquard is the pattern. It works by moving rectangular metal sheets filled with seemingly random holes that look like punch cards.
It's very similar to the early stages of computers where everything worked off of punch cards.
The metal sheets are joined together to make a sheet that rolls around at the end of the machine. This is what tells the machine what pattern to make.
This system that we use, we've been using for over 150 years. So I can safely say I think we were here before the computer was, or IBM.
Once the lace is made, Robert's wife, Lori, stretches it out along a wall in a well-lit room. She's looking for flaws.
I'm walking along and looking for imperfections in the lace.
She marks any imperfections with a wooden clothespin, then mends them on a sewing machine. This is how it's done. Most of Robert's employees have worked at Lieber's Lace for a long time, but when he needs new people, it's hard to find them.
It's hard to get people in an industry when you say, well, we're the only one. But we'll always be here if there's people around that are capable of running these machines and handling this business.
Right now, business is good. Lieber's Lace supplies Ann Taylor, J. Crew, and other retail stores. But Roberts knows what's in one day is out the next and says the lace business is not for the faint of heart. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.